what is Afikoman? So that's the machlokes of a run of the Gemara. My Afikoman, I'm a Rav Shloyaku mechabur lechabura. Rav says that what the Mishnah really is telling us is that you can't eat the Karban Pesach in two different chaburas. That once you finish the Karban Pesach, it can't be maftir by Afikumana, by taking out your kelim, taking out the kelim to go elsewhere. You don't go from one chabur to the other. Shmuel Amar could go in, or Diloy leave goes Laya La'aba. Different types of desserts, as the Rashbam explains, Kinuach Suda, there are different people, like different things for dessert, Kimei and Upitrius, or some kind of gozel, chicken, some birds, I don't know, some kind of a bossa for dessert, interesting dessert. Other Amaroim have Tsumorim, Kloyos Vagozim, nuts and candies and other things, that's what we're more used to with dessert. So according to this chat, the second chat in the Gemara, means that at the end of the after the Suda you can't have dessert, that the Pesach has to be the final item. Then the Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that that this manazel, we don't have the Karban Pesach anymore, we eat the matzah, we don't have afikoman after the matzah. So within that pshat l'chora, afikoman means dessert, can't mean we're eating in two chaburas. There's an inyan not to eat the matzah and two chaburis, maybe. I'm not sure. Depends what the matzah is a zechah to. If the matzah is a zechah to the Karban Pesach, so then maybe Taki shouldn't eat it in two chaburis. But certainly the second pshat applies, that you're not allowed to have afikoman, you can't have this dessert after the matzah. It's interesting, we call the matzah afikoman. We call the matzah that we're eating afikoman. Mishnah seems to be saying, don't have an afikoman after the matzah. Afikoman is the dessert, not the matzah. I guess the pshat is that we look at the matzah as our dessert, so we're not having an afikoman after the afikoman. We're not having a matzah. We're not having afikoman after the matzah. That's why it's called an afikoman. What is the matzah bezman hazeh that we call afikoman coming for? It's a machlokas rishon, and the Rashbam over here says that it's a zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Karban Pesach. Zecher to matzah. Not a zecher to the Karban Pesach. The Rosh says that the afikoman that we eat, the matzah, is a zecher to the Karban Pesach, not zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Pesach. So some quote from the Maril, the Mishnah Brura has in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, I think it is. Yeah, Tov Ayin Zayin Sekot Nala, the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Maril, that the minig is to take two kezesim for afikoman. One zecher to the Pesach, and one zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Karban Pesach. So some do this. Some for motzi matzah, they'll have two kezesim of matzah. One for the motzi, one for achilas matzah. For the korech, they'll only have one kezayis. Don't need to have two kezesim for korech, having matzah together with the morah. And for the afikoman, they'll have two kezesim again. One zecher to the Karban Pesach, and one zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel say, "Em aftir nachar matzah afikoman"? You know, the Mishnah says, "Em aftir nachar ha-pesach afikoman." Pesach, matzah, which one? So the Gemara says, really both. Lo mi ba'a koma. Lo mi ba'a achar matzah lo nafish tamayo, avala achar pesach lo nafish tamayo, avala matzi avurei les lanboa kamash malon. That you would think that the Karban Pesach has such a strong taste, there's no problem with eating something after it. Kamash malon, even after the Pesach, we don't have an afikoman, we don't have dessert, not only after the matzah, but even after the Karban Pesach. Okay, this is the basic gemara. When is the last time to eat the afikoman? So, the Gemara of Kuf Chof Amud Beis quotes Machlokas Tanoim, when the last time is to eat the Karban Pesach. Tanya v'ochlo sabasa b'layla zeh, Reb Elozer ben Azai omer nema kan b'layla zeh, v'nema lahalan v'yavarti v'eretz v'tzayim b'layla zeh, ma lahalan achatzos av kan achatzos. Amalo Reb Akiva v'alo nema achipozon, achas chipozon. Reb Akiva says, why can you only eat the Karban Pesach b'layla zeh achatzos? It says, b'chipozon, so it sounds like achas chipozon, until B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, b'chipozon, that's alos ha-shachar. Im kema tamad lomar balayla yochol yenecha bekotshim kekotshim bayom. I think the Karban Pesach can be eaten bayom like other kotshim. Tamad lomar balayla balayla hunecha veno necha bayom. The Karban Pesach is different. It's only necha balayla. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya and Rabbi Akiva have a machlokas whether the last time to eat the Korban Pesach is Chatzos or Alos HaShachar. So Amar Rava continues later in the Gemara that Ochel Matzah Bezman Azeh Achar Chatzos, not the Korban Pesach, but Matzah, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya Lo Yotza Yidei Chobasa. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya would say that you can't be Yotze Matzah, regular Matzah, not the Afikoman, regular Matzah. You can't be Yotze that after Chatzos either. The Gemara says that Davar Pasha Pshita came in the Iskish LePesach kePesach Domi. A matzah sumrorim yochluhu, you have to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and morah. So if matzah and morah compared, they're connected to the Korban Pesach avada, they should be dependent on the zman that you have to eat the Korban Pesach. So Mahu the Tema says the Gemara ha'afki korma hekesha. There is another pasuk that says ba'erev tochul matzah. That pasuk is not connecting matzah to the Korban Pesach. So I'd think that maybe matzah was taken out of the Korban Pesach, taken out of the hekesh of the Korban Pesach. Maybe morah has to be eaten before chatzos, connected to the Pesach. The matzah has its own halacha. Kamash malon the chiyahadre kro lenusa kamaisa ahadre. Kamash malon that no, the pasuk is putting it back. Pasuk is putting it back to its milsa kama. That even though there's an extra pasuk, but where then the pasuk says byom hashvi sheshes yomim tochal matzos byom hashvi mashvi rishus av sheshes yomim rishus v'laylo harisha nami b'mashma. Right, so the pasuk puts matzah back to the chiyahadre kol lechovas matzah b'layla harishon. Even though the pasuk says sheishes yom tochal matzah, so it takes matzah out of the hekesh of the Korban Pesach. But then when it puts it back b'erev tochal matzah to say that there's a chiyah b'layla harishon, then it puts it back to the hekesh of the Korban Pesach to teach me that it's governed by the zman of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach has to be eaten until chatzos, and the matzah has to be eaten until chatzos as well. That's the gemara. So how do we paskin? It's a big machlokas rishonim had a paskin. Do you have to eat the matzah before chatzos, or can you eat it until alos hashachar? Tosis here quotes 2 days. So the Shulchan Aruch says that we should be machmir. The Belosa ben Azariah holds you should eat the matzah before chatzos, eat the confessor before chatzos, but who had dinami the matzah? So it's appropriate to be machmir. Yehezor la'ochlo kodem chatzos, says the Shulchan Aruch. Simen tavayin zayin. That's in page 5. And of course the Ramah, the famous comment from Iran, says you should read the Halal before Chatzos too. All the mitzvahs halayla you should do before Chatzos. But certainly the matzah, right? The matzah, mitzvah matzah, the afikoman as well, that could be zecher to the Pesach or zecher to the matzah. One should eat that before Chatzos. So the question is, what happens if your seder is going late? You have all the divrei Torah to say, and it takes time, and we don't want to rush the Seder. So what happens if the Seder is going late? Let's say you're holding by Chatzos. When is Chatzos this year? 12 something or other? It's, towards 1 o'clock. It's late, but it's not so late, right? 12:50, 12:45, I don't know exactly what this man is, but somewhere around there, probably. So what happens if you're holding, I don't know, at 12:45, 12:40, you have motzi matzah, you're having a quick suda, but the clock is ticking, and chatzos is coming quickly. So what should one do? What should one do? Let's say you can't get the avikoman in before chatzos. You're having the motzi matzah at 12:45, and then you have to have a suda. What, you're going to just eat the motzi matzah, wolf down the mara, and hit the avikoman? Shulchan Aruch is also part of the seder. So what is one to do? So there's a comment that the Avnei Meza has in a tshuva. He has a famous tenai that he suggests that one can make if they don't think they're going to be able to eat the suda before chatzos. If you can have your suda, so then have the afikoman and not kan. But if you can't have the suda before chatzos, so what are you supposed to do? If you're not allowed to eat anything after the afikoman, so what are you supposed to do? So comes the Avnei Meza and says, make a tenai. This is on page 6. Os Hei in Simen Shin Peyam. Okay, Nira Ladina, Lamanda Amarin Pesach Nechalela Chatzos, Vua Din Matzah, Lacha Chatzos Mutalecha. Zok the Avnei Neza, I think that you're allowed, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I think you're allowed to eat something after Chatzos. You can't eat anything after the Afikoman before Chatzos, but after Chatzos, you can go back to eating regularly. Bulav hochi nirakein, devadai ein chiv sheishar tamatza, tampesach umatza, befir rak bizman hamatza. It's mistaber that the only time that you have to have the time of the Karban Pesach and the matzah remaining in your mouth, oh, interesting, we haven't seen anyone saying that yet, but we'll see. That could be one of the reasons why after the afikoman we don't eat anything. Zokti Avnei Nezer, I think the only time that you have to ensure that the Tama Pesach, Tama Matzah remains in your mouth is Rak Bizman HaMitzvah, only in a time that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach and Matzah. Okay, Nira, the Betchilas Asuda, O Be'emtza Rosh Ukar V'chatzos, Yochal Kezayis Matzah Al Tnai, Malacha Kerb, Lozav and Azariah, Yiel L'Shem Afikoman, V'yamtin Adla Achach Chatzos V'yochal Sudasa. If the halacha is that you have to eat the afikoman before chatzos, you have to eat the pesach and the matzah before chatzos, then eat the afikoman before chatzos, and then wait a few minutes until chatzos, then you can continue eating your suda. Because you ensured that the tam pesach, the tam matzah, remains in your mouth, kol zman ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is only until chatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that you can't fulfill the mitzvah after chatzos, so bizman ha-mitzvah, you're not allowed to have anything after the afikoman. But after chatzos, you can continue with the suda. Then eat another afikoman. The yotzei mimon of shoch, and then you'll be yotzei according to everyone. In malacha kerblaz of anazayat ad chatzos yotzei afikoman rishon. If the halacha is that you have until chatzos to eat the afikoman, then you yotzei with the first afikoman. The acha chatzos mutal lechol dvar macherim. In malacha kerbi akiva da atchiyale amud hashachar yotzei afikoman hasheni. If the Zman is until Alos HaShachar, you yotzi with the second Afikoman. If the Zman is until Chatzos, you yotzi with the first Afikoman. That's the Tznai that the Avnei Nezer suggested. That the whole idea that you're not allowed to eat anything after the Afikoman, that's only the Zman HaMitzvah. So after the Zman HaMitzvah, one can continue eating. So you should eat the Afikoman but Tznai. If Halach is Kerb Elazar ben Azariah, that you can eat the Afikoman only until Chatzos, and this is the Afikoman, and then you wait until Chatzos, and after Chatzos, you can continue eating. Halacha Kerebi Akiva, that you have even after Chatzos, then you eat another Afikoman at the end, and you don't eat anything after that Afikoman. This is the Tanai that the Avnei Nezer suggested that one should make. Questions? I saw a hand up. Okay.
So, both Afikomans are, like, for going with the Chumra of the Maharil, where both kind of eat it.
Have two Kazesim for each, yeah, why not?
Zach? Haven't you technically fulfilled the mitzvah
coins
Rabbi Akiva, even when you
have the first Kazai? No, but you have a Tanai that if the halacha is like him, you're not mechavim with the first Afikoman to be Yotze. You're only going to be Yotze with the second Afikoman.
Is that so that you can end the Suda with the taste of
Malachus? Right, exactly. So that you'll be able to eat the Suda, continue eating the Suda after Chatzos, then you'll have an Afikoman at the end, and you won't be eating anything after the Afikoman, after the second Afikoman. So this idea of making it, I'm sorry, Yaakov?
Is eating something else afterwards Ma'akiv your Afikoman, or is just what you're
well, it's this halacha that you're not supposed to eat something after the Afikoman. So that halacha, you'll be yotze with the second Afikoman, not with the first. This idea to make a tznai, the halacha is like this one, I'm yotze with that Afikoman, the halacha is like that one, I'm yotze with the other Afikoman. Does this work? Does the tznai of the Avnei Nezer really work? So l'chora, the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer is really built on two different assumptions, two very important assumptions. First of all, he's assuming that the din that Eim Aftirin Achar Pesach Afikoman means that we need that the Tam Matzah remains in his mouth, and that's only kol zman ha-mitzvah, until Chatzos. That's the zman ha-mitzvah. But after the zman ha-mitzvah, then that halacha doesn't apply. That's a very big assumption. This assumption that after Chatzos I can continue eating, is that really true? That's an assumption that he's making. That's the first assumption. But l'chora, what the Avnei Nezer is suggesting is assuming something else as well. That you can make a t'nai in mitzvahs. You can make a t'nai in a kiyum ha-mitzvah. To say that if the halacha is that I have to eat the afikoman before Chatzos, then the first afikoman counts. The halacha is that I can eat it afterwards, then the second afikoman counts. That's also assumption, that's another assumption we have to address, we have to analyze. Can you make a t'nai in mitzvahs? You do a mitzvah and you say, if this, then I want the mitzvah to be mekuyim. And if not, then I don't want the mitzvah to be mekuyim. Does that really work? Can you make a t'nai in mitzvahs? These are two very important assumptions that we have to analyze over here. In terms of the first assumption, so there's a major machlokas we've shown in what the Mishnah really means. What does Eim Aftirin Achar Pesach Afikoman mean? The Rashbam The Rashbam explains there on the Gemara that what does it mean? Is the Rashbam? The halacha is that the Korban Pesach has to be nechal al hasova. It has to be nechal when you're full. The Rashbam says that Eim Haftir Nachal Pesach Afikoman is based on that halacha. That's why you can't have an afikoman after the Korban Pesach or after the matzah that's nechal with the Korban Pesach, because the Pesach has to be eaten when you're full. So according to that time, does the svar of the Avnei Ezer make sense? If you're going to have a suda after chatzos, the Pesach is not nechal al asova. That shows you that it's not al asova. You're still full. Right? The whole idea is that the Korban Pesach is nechal al asova. You have to eat it when you're full. So if you're going to eat the suda after chatzos, what does that prove? It proves that it's not al asova. You're not full. So how are you yotzi this halacha? The Rambam learns differently. How does the Rambam learn? The Rambam luchas chomitz matzah perek ches halacha tes. בזמן הזה אוכל כזייס מצה ואין אותו מאחרי הכלום. כדי שיהיה הפסק סודוסו לטעם בוסר הפסח או המצה בפיו שאכילוסן הוא ימיץ. Oh, this is more similar to what we're familiar with. Right? That אין מפתיר נחל פסח אפי קולמן, according to the Rambam, means that you have to make sure that the טעם בוסר פסח or the טעם מצה remains in your mouth. So it sounds like the Tanai of the Adnei Nezer makes sense according to the Rambam. He says you have to make sure that the tam matzah remains in your mouth, but he holds only bizman ha-mitzvah. The emphasis from the Rambam, you don't get the sense that it's only bizman ha-mitzvah. What does the Rambam say? It sounds like it's a din in the hefsek ha-suda. That the hefsek ha-suda, the end of the suda, has to be the eating of the afikoman, so that the tam ha-basa, the tam matzah, remains in the mouth. She'achilosi ha-mitzvah, the eating of the bosa, the eating of the matzah, that's a mitzvah. So it sounds like that has to be the end. It's not only a function of the zman ha-mitzvah. It sounds like it's a function of when is the end of the suda. So you're going to eat the suda after chatzos, what do you accomplish? You're going to continue eating the suda, so then the hefsek ha-suda is not the avikoman, so have you really been yotzei this halacha? The idea of the Avnei Nezer is really built on the Ritva. The Ritva in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, he says the following in source 4. The answer to the Ben HaChocham, Afata Emelo, Kilchas HaPesach, Mefnirnach HaPesach, Afikoman, Lefikach HaMashivin Lo, Kiyanu Osin Ze Kilchas HaPesach, Lefishia Nechal Al HaSova, Vigam, he mentions the Rashban, but Vigam, Lefishia Ein Lanu Lechol Shem Dover Achrav, Kadesh Yishar Taimo Befinu, we don't need anything after the Afikoman, that the time should remain in our mouths, ומתוך הטעם, זוק דריבון, נזקי טעמי המצווה ונספר בו כל הלילה. Because the time of the Pesach or the matzah that's eaten with the Pesach is going to remain in our mouths, will be mesaper bo kol halayla. We'll talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim kol halayla. What's the Ritva saying? He seems to be saying that the idea that the time hamatzah, the time of Pesach should remain in our mouths is to enable us to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, or to remind us, to get us into the ideas that when we taste the Tam HaPesach, the Tam Matzah, then we think, oh, there's a mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, let's talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is one of the mitzvahs Halayla, so then we'll expand on it a little bit more. He writes Kol Halayla, because he holds Me'ikra Adin, the Korban Pesach can be Nechal Kol Halayla, but if you want to be Machmer, that the Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos, the Mistoma, this idea that the tam matzah has to remain in the mouth, that you have to eat the afikoman and nothing afterwards, so that you'll talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Because the tam hamatzah is so fresh in your mouth, it's so strong in your mouth, the tam hapesach is so strong in your mouth, l'chor, that should only apply until the zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If the zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is until chatzos, the mistoma, this idea that you're not allowed to eat anything after the afikoma, should apply only until chatzos. So l'chor, according to the Ritva, the idea of the Aven Nezer can get off the ground. Right, that the idea that you can't eat anything after the afikoman is that the tam hamatzah, the tam pesach, should remain in our mouths to lead us to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The chor, that only applies when the zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim still applies as well. Right, when the zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim still is current. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah assumes that not only can the pesach be only eaten until chatzos and the matzah until chatzos, but Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well can only be done until chatzos. So it makes sense that this halacha that you can't eat after the afikoman only applies until chatzos. But it's not so clear that that's the pshat here. We have a Rashbam, we have a Rambam. The Tanai of the Aven Nezer l'chor is built on the Ritva and those who agreed to him that tam hamatzah has to remain in the mouth only as long as the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim applies. That's as far as the first assumption that the Aven Nezer makes. But there's another assumption, and that's really the assumption I want to spend more time discussing with you. And that is that it seems from the Aven Nezer that one can make a tnai in mitzvahs. To say that if the halacha is that the afikoman has to be eaten before chatzos, then my first afikoman counts. If the halacha is that the afikoman can be eaten after chatzos, then the second afikoman counts. We do this quite a bit. You know, someone who's davening on Shabbos morning, let's say, if so zman kriyashma is a little bit earlier, so sometimes you're a different zmanim of kriyashma. So the person doesn't know if he's going to make it to the... if he's going to make Kriyashma B'tzibur with the brachos of Kriyashma before the first time of Sozman Kriyashma. So sometimes he'll read Kriyashma himself, and he'll have in mind that if they get up to Kriyashma before the end of the first man, that he doesn't want to be yotze with the Kriyashma he's reading now. He'd rather be yotze with the Birchos Kriyashma. If they don't get up to the Kriyashma beforehand, so then he's being yotze with this Kriyashma before the Sozman Kriyashma. Does that t'nai really work? Can you make a t'nai in mitzvahs to say, if this, then I want to be yotze with that ma'isa mitzvah. If that, then I want to be yotze with a different ma'isa mitzvah. Does a t'nai in mitzvahs really work? Not so poshut. What should this depend on? So at first glance, it should depend on whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana. But if you hold that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that you need kavana to be yotze in mitzvah, and if a person doesn't have kavana, if he makes a t'nai, l'chor, he's not having kavana to be yotze a mitzvah. If you take the Moshel Kriyashma, he has Kavana to be Yotze, this mitzvah of Kriyashma, only if they're not going to make the Zman. Then he'll read the Kriyashma himself. But if they make the Zman, then he wants to be Yotze with the Tzibur, with the Birchos Kriyashma. So if mitzvah is Tzvichas Kavana, then you can make such a Tanai. If mitzvah is Ein Tzvichas Kavana, L'chora, what's the purpose of the Tanai? How does the Tanai work? If you read the Kriyashma, you did the Maisa Mitzvah Kriyashma, so then, as long as the parasha was read, you've been yotze the mitzvah, so l'chor, there's no room for t'nai the mitzvahs. So many have pointed out that the Rambam seems to have a stira as to whether mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, mitzvah is ein tzrichas kavana. The Rambam in Hilcha Shofar writes that if a person blows shofar l'shir, just because he likes the sound of the shofar, it happens to be Rosh Hashanah, but he's blowing the shofar because he wants to, he's a flutist, or he's a clarinetist, he wants to blow the shofar, the Rambam says that he's not yotze the mitzvah. And yet the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, someone who eats matzah below kavana, if he's forced to eat the matzah, then he is yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It seems to be a stir in the Rambam. Regarding kiyah shofar, the Rambam seems to say that mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, and regarding matzah, the Rambam seems to say that mitzvah is ein tzrichas kavana. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah has a famous comment. He says the Rambam really holds that mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, but mitzvahs of achila are different. The Rambam is just saying in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that mitzvahs that involve eating are different. Shekein nene, says the Rambam, because you get hanoah from the achila. Just like misasik, b'chalav and varayas chayev shekein nene, let's say someone eats chaylev, but he doesn't realize it's chaylev, misasik ba'alma, he's not doing an achila, he doesn't realize it's chaylev. He's chewing chaylev in his mouth, but he didn't want to swallow, and then he swallows. He didn't realize what he was doing. The halach is yischayev shekein nene, that you're getting hanoah. So similarly, the Ran says by mitzvahs, Shekain Nenna, since you get Hanoah from the Matzah, so Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah. Dafka over there, the Rambam says Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah, but by Shofar and by all other mitzvahs that don't relate to Achila, to eating, the Rambam will say the Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. That's how the Ram explains. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Tof Ayin Hei, Surah 7. Mishnah Berurah asks the Kasha, it's a Kotan Lamed Dalet, Tof Ayin Hei, Sikotan Lamed Dalet. He says, Tirtza, Mepharshin, the Midah Achila, Shalkarcho Nene Gerono, Odif Tvei, Ukemiskaven Gomi. Mitzvahs Achila are different. There, Mitzvahs Ein Tzuchas Kavona, you're like a Miskaven, even if you don't have any Kavona. Because you're Nene. What does that mean that you like a miskavim, but you didn't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah? What does the Ran mean? So the beer that they say in the yeshivas is that the Ran assumes that the reason why mitzvah sein tzrichas kavanah, that even, nochamal, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, what's the purpose of the kavanah? Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, that's because without the kavanah, then we don't relate the maisa to the gaf. Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, because the kavanah connects the maisa to the individual. That's why you need kavanah. You have a maisa mitzvah. Really, the maisa alone should be sufficient to be yotzei the mitzvah. The problem is, if you don't have kavanah, so even though you did an action, we treat it as if the action happened by itself. We don't relate that action to the gavra. That's why mitzvah sichas kavanah. So if that's the case, then we understand that if someone is nene from a maisa achila, even if he didn't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, the hana'ah links the maisa achila to the gavra. So you don't need kavanah by a mitzvah that involves hana'ah. A mitzvah sachila, this hanoah, shekainena tells me that perforce the maisa mitzvah is linked to the gavra. So we can't just say, oh, it just happened by itself. The gavra was nenes. If he was nenes, then of course he's the one who did that maisa. It didn't just happen by itself. So that's why mitzvah sein tzrichas kavanah by mitzvah shel achila. But by other mitzvahs, maybe mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, because without kavanah, we can't link this maisa to the gavra. We treat it as though it just happened by itself. But by mitzvah shel achila, since you get hanoah, the hanoah links the maisa to the gavra. So therefore, he can be yotzei even without kavanah. That's lechora what the Ran has in mind. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Ayin Hei Siv Dalid that ochel matzah below kavanah, kagon she ansu listim amnochim yotzei lechavoso. You can be yotzei even if you eat without kavanah. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be assuming by mitzvahs shel achila, you don't need kavanah. So that's the case. How does the tnai of the afikoman make any sense? How can you make a tnai in a mitzvah of achila? The eating of the afikoman is a mitzvah shel achila. But if we hold the mitzvah saying tzrichas kavanah by mitzvah shel achila, so how can you make a tnai? What does the tnai mean? You're saying that if the halacha is that the afikoman can be eaten after chatzos, then I don't have kavanah to be yotzei with the afikoman that I eat before chatzos. But who cares about your kavanah? Shekein nene. You're being nene from the afikoman, from the eating. So if you're being nene from the eating, then you shouldn't eat kavanah. You can be yotzei the mitzvah even without kavanah. So the chora, what's the Avnei Zeh talking about? The mitzvah shel achila, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you don't eat kavanah, so how can you make a tanai in the mitzvah? What's the answer? So the answer could be one of two things. The chora, the answer could be, first of all, not everyone paskens like the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that others argue. Others argue with the Rambam. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. Okay. Not everyone passes like the Rambam. And secondly, maybe even the Rambam would admit in certain instances that even by mitzvah shel achila, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Which case? When would the Rambam say that you're not yotzei even by mitzvah shel achila without kavanah? Kavanah hafucha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sivkot and Lamed Vav. The Mishnah Berurah says that some claim that even according to the Rambam, if you have a kavanah hafucha, if you have negative kavanah, then even the Rambam would say that you're not going to be yotzei. If you have negative kavanah, then of course you're not going to be yotzei. Of course, it's not so. Of course, but that's what some want to suggest. There are some Rishonim that hold that even if you claim the mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavanah, that means that you don't need kavanah. You don't need kavanah. That's because we assume that in the stomach you have kavanah for the mitzvah. If you do a maisa, even if you don't have explicit kavanah, you're not thinking kavanah, but if you're doing a maisa, there could be a maisa mitzvah, mistoma, right? Stam kavanah of the gavra is that if I can be yotzei a mitzvah with this, I want to be yotzei a mitzvah. That's what the Manda Amir Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah holds. that the stam kavan of a person is, if I'm doing a maisa that can count as a mitzvah, I want it to be a mitzvah. But if I have a kavana hafuch, if I have a negative kavana, I don't have a stam kavana that I want to be yotze the mitzvah. I don't want to be yotze the mitzvah. So maybe according to, if kavana hafucha uproots the mitzvah, then even if you hold mitzvah same tzrichas kavana, if I have a negative kavana, I'm not going to be yotze. So even if the Rambam holds by mitzvah shel achila shekein nana tells me that I'm going to be yotze the mitzvah without kavana, maybe if I have a negative kavana, somehow that uproots the mitzvah. That says that I don't want to be linked to this maisa. I don't want to be linked to this maisa, so maybe I'm not going to be yotze the mitzvah if I have a negative kavana. Yes, Yaakov?
We might have a negative kavana, we might not. Meaning our kavana here is, I might want to be yotze, I might not. Does that count as, kavana hafucha?
Okay, so that's the question. So if it can count as a kavana hafucha, so then it might work. Oh, well, that's the next point that I'm going to get to. Yeah. So if it's a kavana hafucha, so then after we can say that since I have a negative kavana, not to be yotze the mitzvah if I can eat afikoman after chatzos, so that's how the tnai of the Avnei is going to work. Nochamo, that this whole idea that you can make a tnai of mitzvah is dependent on whether mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah sein sichas kavana. The Rambam happens to hold by mitzvah shel achila, mitzvah sein sichas kavana, shekein nene, but not everyone agrees to the Rambam. And even according to the Rambam, it could be that if you have a kavana hafucha, if you have a negative kavana, maybe you're not going to be yotze. So maybe tonight the mitzvahs could be dependent on this idea that if I have a negative kavana, then I can uproot my kiyum mitzvah, and that's why I can make such a tonight. The problem is that even if I hold a mitzvah tzichas kavana, now let's be a purist, forget the Rambam for a minute. Even if I hold always mitzvah tzichas kavana, right? So you would say, mitzvah sichas kavana, and of course I can make a tnai of mitzvah. What's shaykh? What's the shayla? Mitzvah sichas kavana? Now we're trying to pilpul, according to the Rambam, that by mitzvah shel achila, mitzvah sein sichas kavana, is there a situation with tzarech kavana? But even if I hold mitzvah sichas kavana, does this person not have kavana for the mitzvah? He's making a tnai. Does he not have kavana for the mitzvah? I think we talked about this a little bit. Right, when a person makes a tnai, so he's doing a maisa. Right, he does a maisa gerishin, a maisa kiddushin, right, and he makes it tonight. If it rains tomorrow, it should be a good get. If you give me $1,000, it should be a good get. If you don't give me $1,000, it shouldn't be a good get. Does he have kavana for gerishin? Does he have das for the gerishin? Of course he does, because al hatsad that the tnai is fulfilled, he wants the gerishin to be chal. So he really does have das for the gerishin. Someone who does a mitzvah al tanai, does he have kavana for that mitzvah? Of course he does, because on the side that the tanai is fulfilled, he wants the mitzvah to be a mitzvah. He can't say he doesn't have kavana for it to be a mitzvah, it's just he wants to be in control. It's not that he doesn't have kavana for the mitzvah, he does have kavana for the mitzvah. But he wants to put a tanai to control whether he'll fulfill that mitzvah. But he does want it to be a ma'isa mitzvah. Avadi wants it to be a ma'isa mitzvah, because al hatsad that the tanai is fulfilled, he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. Right? So he definitely has kavana that it should be a ma'isa mitzvah. It's just he's not sure that he wants the ma'isa mitzvah to count. Right? He wants to be in control to determine whether the ma'isa mitzvah is going to count for a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Does that work? Is mitzvah sichas kavana going to help me? Even if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, this guy does have kavana for the mitzvah. He wants it to be a ma'isa mitzvah. It's just he wants to be able to make it tonight, to be in control of whether the ma'isa mitzvah makes a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Does this person really have control to make a tanai in a mitzvah? So that question relates to a Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Ayin Daled. Gemara in Ksubas introduces us to a principle called Milsa de Lesa Bishlichus Lesa Bitnai, Milsa de Isa Bishlichus Isa Bitnai. Mark Subas on Daf Ayin Daled, page 8, quotes a strange halacha. Chalitza muta'as kshera. If you trick the choletz, if a woman is married and then her husband dies without any children, so we know that she can do yibum or chalitza. She's a surah lashuk until yibum or chalitza. So what happens if the yavam doesn't want to do either? Doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to be matar halashuk. So we can trick him into it. We call that chalitza mutas. So chalitza mutas is kosher. What is a chalitza mutas? So the Gemara, it's machlokas amara. The Gemara quotes in one day, kol she'omer lo chalotz lo almanash yatitan loch masayim zuz. We trick him into it. We say, you do chalitza on condition that she'll pay you. Payment? It's a payment, he'll do anything. So that's chalitza mutas. Because once he does the chalitza, we can say, tough luck, we're not going to give you the money. The chalitza is done, she's mutas lashuk, and that's it. So that's chalitza mutas that the Gemara says is kosher. That we tell him, make a t'nai, but the t'nai... We tricked them into it, and it's still going to be kosher. It's still going to be kosher. How does that work? He made it tonight. He made it tonight, so then if she doesn't give him a sayim zuz, then it shouldn't be a good chalitza. So the Gemara explains that he can't make it tonight in a chalitza. That's the whole idea. Says the Gemara, we learned Tanayim from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. The Tanayim Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain was done Ayyadei Shaliach. How so? Moshe tells Yoshua that the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, if they come into Eretz Yisrael and fight for the rest of Klal Yisrael, then they'll get Eretz Sichon Va'og. So Moshe wasn't doing it himself. He did it through a Shaliach, through Yoshua. So comes the Gemara and says, if it's Efshel Kiyumei Al Yedei Shaliach, then it's a good Tanai. If it's Efshel Kiyumei Al Yedei Shaliach, then it's not a good Tanai. If it's Isa B'Shlichas, then it's a good Tanai. If it's less of B'Shlichas, it's not going to work. So here, since you can't do Chalitza through Shlichos, you can't make a Tanai in a Chalitza either. So that's why Chalotza Amanash Atitin Lach Masayim Zuz is a great way to trick the Yavam into doing Chalitza. Because once he does the Chalitza, then the chalitza is chal. Aye, but he made a tanai and said that if she doesn't give him a sayim zuz, I don't want the chalitza to count. It doesn't work. We don't listen to him. Because the tanai is worthless. He doesn't have the ability to make a tanai by chalitza. Since he can't do it through a shliach, he has to do the chalitza himself. He doesn't actually do the maisa chalitza. We put the shoe on his foot, and the woman takes the shoe off his foot. But it has to be him. Can't be another person. It has to be the yavam. So since chalitza can't be done through a shliach, you can't be matil atanai in the chalitza either. Milsa, the less of b'shlichas, less of b'tanai. So the question is, how can I make a tanai by mitzvahs? Chora, mitzvahs also are less of b'shlichas. Milsa, the less of b'shlichas, less of b'tanai. If I can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah for me, I can't ask someone to sit in the sukkah for me, I can't ask someone to shake a lula for me, to put on tefillin for me. So if it's less of b'shlichus, it should be less of b'tanai. Don't we see from the Gemara in Ksubas that milsa less of b'shlichus, less of b'tanai? So how can someone make a tanai? A person is doing a ma'isa mitzvah. Does he not have kavana for the mitzvah? Avadi has kavana for the ma'isa mitzvah. He wants this to be a ma'isa mitzvah because Allah said that the tanai is fulfilled. He wants the mitzvah to be makuyim. Right? He wants the mitzvah to go through. That it should be treated as a kiyum mitzvah. So he definitely has kavanah for the ma'isa mitzvah. Ah, but he's putting a t'nai. He's putting a control. He's putting a roadblock that if the t'nai is not fulfilled, then the mitzvah shouldn't count. Who says he has the ability to make a t'nai? If he can't do a mitzvah through a shliach, then he shouldn't be able to make a t'nai in a mitzvah either. Milsad lesa b'shlichas lesa b'tanai, based on the Gemara Ksubas. If he can't make a t'nai in chalitza because it's lesa b'shlichas, then he shouldn't be able to make a t'nai in mitzvah either because it's lesa b'shlichas. Pile ploy. How do we have a havamina that you can make a tanai in mitzvahs? So Rav Tzipras Lafrank in his Mekorei Kodesh quotes in the Mishkanis Yaakov that perhaps the answer is based on Tosfos and Ksubis. This Tosfos over here on Daf Ayin Daled, what does that mean? That milsa the lesser b'shlichas lesser b'tanai, milsa the isa b'shlichas isa b'tanai. Why is shlichas linked to why is the ability to make a tanai linked to shlichas? In Tomar Fektaisis Umasvar Yeshkan. From Tanai, no one will say that you can only make a Tanai about Nesinas Karka. Look, we're talking about Karka. Ever Hayarden, Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about Karka. So would you think you can only make a Tanai in Karka? Mekel Chumemke of Karka, Matona of Karka? It's so specific to Tanai B'nei Godem Eruvin, there has to be some kind of a Svara. The Shlomer says Tosis the Hainu time of the whole the Maisal Kol Kach Biyado Shiachol Kaimo Al Yedei Sholiach Svar Hu Shiyeh Kamochem Biyado L'Shavi Beitino. The Yisod is that if you can make a Shliach to do that Maisa, that shows that it's Kol Kach Biyado. You're so much a Bailin, you're so much in control that you can make a Shliach on that Maisa. So it makes sense as well that you can make a Tnai in that Maisa. But something which is less of a shlichus, if you can't make a shliach to do that maisa, that shows, that's a simen ladover, that you're not a bailim over that maisa. And if you're not a bailim over that maisa, you can't make it tonight. What Tosin Ksubas is saying, it's not exeris akosa, the halacha mosh misinai, that milsa the less of a shlichus, less of a tonight, milsa the isa of a shlichus, isa of a tonight. It's a simen ladover. It's just a simen. If you can make a shliach, that shows that you're a bailim, that shows that you're in control. If you're in control, the mele, it makes sense that you should be able to make a tanai as well. But if you can't do something through a shliach, can't do a maisa through a shliach, that shows you're not in control. Right? If I can appoint the shliach, that means I have a koach, that the Torah allows me to transfer to someone else. I'm in control of this maisa. I'm in control of the chalos, let's say, kiddushin, gerishin. So if I'm in control of the chalos, so much so that I can make a shliach, then it makes sense that I'm enough in control that I can make a tanai for that chalos. But if I can't make a shliach, what does that show? I can't make a shliach for the maisa, then it shows that I'm not in control. By chalitza, I can't make a shliach. I can do the chalitza maisa, but I can't transfer koach. So why not? What's the difference? By giving the kiddushin, I can transfer koach. By chalitza, I can't. The answer is apparently I'm not as much in control by chalitza. The Torah doesn't make me in control. That's why I can't make a shliach. I can't be mosa koach. So if I can't be mosa koach, then it makes sense that I can't make a tnai either. That's why chalitza mutas is ksheira. Because even if I make a tanai in the chalitza, the tanai doesn't count because I'm not a bailin to make a tanai on chalitza. By gittin v'kiddushin, since I'm enough of a bailin to make a shliach to do the gittin v'kiddushin, I'm enough of a bailin to make a tanai because I taka am in control. So if I'm in control of the gittin v'kiddushin, then I can make a tanai as well. Yes, Yaakov.
Would you like the Rosh's side of the Gemara that shliach doesn't have to do with?
There's no question that shlichus has to do with bailus. The only question is, how much of a bailin do I have to be? Would you say that if I can do something bal karcha, that's the only time that I can make a shliach, right? By gerushin. Look, from the maskana of the gemara, that's not true. Since the woman can make a shliach as well, you see, bal karcha is not the key. She's also considered a bailim over the gerushin. She's involved, so she's also considered a bailim over the gerushin and a bailim over the kiddushin. Right? But it's still a function of bailus. The ability to make a shliach is that I am in control of this maisa. This maisa is composed of two people, of the baal and the isha. So the isha is part of that maisa. Just like she has the ability to transfer her koach to the shliach, so too she has the ability to make the tanai. It happens to be in gerushin, the woman is not going to be able to make the tanai because the baal can divorce her against her will anyway. So she can't make a tanai. But the baal certainly has control. Right? He certainly is in control. Bein begerushin, bein bekiddushin. The woman in Kiddushin has more control. Right? It can't be Bal Karcha, so she can make a Shliach in Kiddushin. But it's Xeris HaKosav, even though it can be Bal Karcha in Gerushin, she can still make a Shliach. It happens to be true. She can still make a Shliach in Gerushin. So how does that relate to mitzvahs? Well, in the case of mitzvahs, am I in control of this mitzvah? L'chor, yes. Why not? Why should I not be considered in control? I can't make a Shliach? No. By mitzvahs, the reason why I can't make a Shliach is for a side point. It's a side reason. It's not because I'm not in control. Why can't I make a shliach by a mitzvah? Why? So that's a machlokas, the Tosis Rida and the Ktos, why I can't make a shliach by a mitzvah. Not because I lack bailus. Right? That's the Tosis Rida on Daf and Gimel that I asked you to see. Tosis Rida on page 9. Yesh makshim im kem lechol by mitzvah yol ha-shliach, if you hold shlucha shalom kem also, so then maybe shlicha should work for a mitzvah. Right, this is a racket. Maybe you'll have someone, you'll have people hired to do mitzvahs for others. Sit in the sukkah for me, put on my tefillin for me. Why shouldn't I say shlucha shalom kemosa? So says the Tosfos, that's ridiculous. The lav milsei sha mitzvah shechiva makom lasis beguf vohechi poter hu al yedei shlucho vehu lo yaseh klum. How can someone is poter al yedei shaliach? He's not doing anything. If he's not doing the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, lasos v'gufo, how can he be potter through the mice of a shliach? Bevadai begerishin of the kiddushin mahani, says the Tosfos, by gerishin and kiddushin, there I understand that shlichus works. Ki hua magarish velo ashliach. Who's the actual magarish? The bailim, the shliach is doing an action that's going to help him divorce his wife, but he's the magarish. Shema kosa beget, anot ploni patris plonis. The get says who the magarish is. V'chein nami ha'isha l'mihi mekudeshes ki im lo v'hi ishto. V'chein b'truma hu nosin ha'truma miperosa v'chein b'pesach hu ochlo v'al shmo yishochev v'yizorek adam. It's al shmo. He's the one for whom the kiyam ha'mitzvah is going to relate. Clearly he's the one that the chalos is going to relate. The chalos kiddushin, the chalos gerishin, the chalos truma, right? It's his peris. The Korban Pesach, it's Nishchad al Shmo. Aval besukah hachinami, yochol lomer l'shlicho asei li sukah v'hu yoshev, but you can tell the person to make the sukah for you. But who's going to sit in it? Aval yoshev b'chavero lo kiyem hu klum v'chein lula v'tzitzis v'chol hamitzvahs. Says the Tosfos Rid, tachlis, if someone sits in the sukkah for me, did I sit in the sukkah? He sat in the sukkah. If someone picks up a lulav for me, did I pick up the lulav? No, he picked up the lulav. Someone puts on tzitzis. He put on tzitzis. So if he did the ma'isa mitzvah, how can I fulfill the mitzvah? By kiddushin and gerushin, there's a chalos that we're talking about. So the chiddush of shluchos shalom kamos is that the shliach does the act of kiddushin, and the chalos relates back to me. So the chalos relating back to me, that taka makes sense. He does the ma'isa. He does the ma'isa gerushin. He does the ma'isa kiddushin. The ma'isa afrosh is truma, and the chalos can relate back to me. But the ma'isa doesn't relate back to me. The impression you get from the Tosfos Rid, Parshat Pshat is, he's assuming shluchos shalom kamoso does what? Yaakov? Relates the chalos back to the bailim, but the ma'isa is the ma'isa of the shliach. It's not that when the shliach does the ma'isa, halachically we look at it as though the mishaleach did the ma'isa. And that's exactly the problem over here. If he sits in the sukkah, then he's the one who did the ma'isa mitzvah, not the mishaleach. If he put on tefillin, then he did the ma'isa hanochas tefillin. That's why the mishaleach can't be yotzei, because the mitzvah is to do a ma'isa begufa. That's mitzvah shebegufa. Kiddushin and gerushin, I don't have to do the ma'isa gerushin. The shliach can do the ma'isa gerushin. As long as shluchos shalom kamoso relates the chalos back to me, then the chalos gerushin is going to relate to me. The chalos kiddushin is going to relate to me. The ma'isa doesn't have to relate to me, but the Tosfos Rid is saying shlichos ha-mitzvah shebegufo makes no sense because shlichos shalom kamoso doesn't relate the ma'isa mitzvah to the mishaleach. So who did the ma'isa? The shliach did the ma'isa, not the mishaleach. That's why I can't be yotzei the mitzvah. Comes the ktzos and offers another reason why I can't be yotzei the mitzvah. The ktzos says on page 10, so says you don't need the svar of the Tosfos Rid. He quotes the Tosfos Rid. But he says, hanira laniyos daiti was a Kevin the shliach shalom kamoso lo amrina nela b'midi da asiyah the oz havele ma'isa shlucha kamoso. The Ktzos seems to posit that shlucha shalom kamoso is said about a ma'isa, that the ma'isa of the shliach is the ma'isa of the mishaleach. Avol b'midi de leka asiyah lo amrina and shliach shalom kamoso. Something that's not involved in the act, something that's not simply the act, but you need more than just the act, then shlucha shalom kamoso doesn't apply. What does that mean? So he keys you in. If you skip down a little bit, Avul betfillin, kishashliach meneach tefillin hanocha zu shehi asiyah choshev keilu hamishaleach osa hanocha zu. The Ktzos says if the shliach puts on tefillin, it's taka treated. If he does it with my shlichus, it's treated as though I did the ma'isa hanocha. I put on tefillin. The question is on whom. The problem is not in the ma'isa. The problem is the object of the ma'isa. You can't have a mina shlichus on my guf. My guf is my guf. So if the tefillin has to be placed on my guf, I may have done the ma'isa hanochas tefillin, but I didn't do it on my guf. I did it on your guf. So Taka, you can be yotze the mitzvah, but I can't be yotze the mitzvah. Right? By all mitzvah shebegufo, according to the Ktzos, the ma'isa relates back to the mishaleach. It's treated as though the mishaleach did the ma'isa. But if the mishaleach has to do the ma'isa to his own guf, then shluchos shalom kamoso is not going to help me because he's not the object of that ma'isa mitzvah. That's not going to work, says the Ktzos. But either way, either if you have the Tosfos Rid svara or the Ktzos svara, why can't shlichus work by mitzvahs? Because the person is not a bailam over his mitzvah? Vushteit. Does it say that he's not a bailam over his mitzvah? It's his mitzvah. It's your mitzvah. You can get the Schar Mitzvah. You don't have to get the Schar. It's your choice. The choice is yours. It's your mitzvah. Of course I'm a Bailam over the mitzvah. Ah, but it's less of a shlichus. No, it's less of a shlichus for a different reason. It's less of a shlichus because if it's done through a shliach, then it's either that the maisa mitzvah is not my maisa mitzvah, or the mitzvah wasn't done to my guf. It's a zaitiga problem. It's a tam study. There's a side problem why it's less of a shlichus. Not because I'm not in control. Of course I'm in control of the mitzvah. But the problem is that if someone else does the mitzvah for me, then it's not my maisa mitzvah. So I could be in control from today until tomorrow. It's not my maisa mitzvah. Well, the mitzvah is not being done to my guf. That's why I can't be osik. But is it because I'm not in control? It's not because I'm not in control. Zok the Mishkan is Yaakov. That's why you can make a t'nai in mitzvah. You can make a t'nai in mitzvah because really you are in control of the mitzvah. Ay, milsit lesser b'shlichos lesser b'tnai k'subis. Don't throw me a gemara in k'subis. This is less of a shlichus for a side reason. It's a side reason why it's less of a shlichus, because the maisa can't relate back to me, or because my guf is not the guf involved in the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that I'm not a bailam over the mitzvah. I am a bailam over the mitzvah. And if I am a bailam over the mitzvah, then I should be able to make a t'nai in the mitzvah. And that's what the Mishkan is Yaakov wants to suggest to answer the kash. Yaakov.
Can you get a chance to see the ketos inside? What happens if, you know, the mitzvah is not on your guf? So technically, according to the Ketos Svara, I should be able to appoint Rebbe to Sheikh Dalaminim, because it was as if I did that maisa.
No, but it's as if I did the maisa, but not with my hands. I'll give you an example. There's a whole discussion in the poskim whether you have shlichas by mila. By mila, where the mitzvah of a father to give a bris mila to his son. The discussion in the poskim, let's say the father knows how to do the bris himself, but there's a choshev arav that came to the bris, so he wants to be mechabed him to do the bris. It's a mutter to be mechabed someone. If you can do it yourself. So the problem is if you can do it, if you can't do it yourself, so then it doesn't matter. If you can't do the mitzvah, so then whatever. Yeah. Either make the other person a shliach or give up the mitzvah. But if you can do the mitzvah yourself, do we say shlucha shalom kemosa by mila? Or do we say no shlucha shalom kemosa by mila? So the heart that should depend on this question. Right? If you hold like the ktsos, that shlucha shalom kemosa relates the maisa back to the mishaleach, so what's the problem? The maisa has to be done to whose guf? To the child's guf. So no matter who does the maisa mila, it's being done to the child's guf. So as long as the maisa mitzvah relates back to the mishaleach, he can be owed to the mitzvah through the agency of the shliach. Right? But if you hold that the maisa, if you hold like the Tosis Rid, that the maisa mitzvah does not relate back to the mishaleach, so then he can't be owed to the shlichus. So then if you know how to do it yourself, then you shouldn't give it to someone else. There's a whole ktos about this, actually. The ktos in Simon Shin Pei Beis, a cut and base, discusses this. And he quotes the Tosis Rid to explain why shlicha should work by mila. It's a fascinating ktos. Take the time out to look at that ktos. See, it's interesting because the ktos argues with the Tosis Rid here, so it's interesting that he quotes the Tosis Rid to try to explain why shlicha should work by mila. Whereas according to the ktos, it should come out... He quotes the Tosis Rid to explain why shlicha should not work by mila. Whereas according to the Ketos, it should come out that Shlichus should work by Mila because the mice of the Shliach does relate back to the Mishaleach. It's interesting.
To a certain extent, Dal Avinim would be considered on your own guf. It's not really a mitzvah's guf.
What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? To have a mice in a tila that the Dal Avinim are picked up? L'chora, that mitzvah, that my hands should... No, there's a din of chatzitza in the Dalet Minim.
It is your hands.
My hands? No.
In the tefillin case, as if you put on
the phone. The maisa netila that he did relates to me. It relates to me. But was it done with my hands? It was done with his hands. So maybe that's not going to work. Okay, so the idea of making a t'nai b'mitzvah is perhaps we can better understand that possibility. If we assume that milsa the lesser b'shlichas lesser b'tnai is like Tosis, it's only a svara to indicate who's a bailam. Who's a bailam and who's not a bailam. Who's a bailam and who's not a bailam. So in the case of mitzvahs, you can say the person really is a bailam in the mitzvah. It's just the fact that it's lesser b'shlichas is a side issue that either the mice is not going to relate back to him or that... That the mitzvah is not being done to his guf. Some want to suggest perhaps a different reason. The Ramban in Bava Basra has an interesting yisod. The Ramban of Kufchavov. We discussed a major machlokas rishonim, when are mishpatei tnai necessary and when are they not necessary? You know, tnai maisa bedavar echa, tnai kodem lemaisa, tnai kofel. When are mishpatei tnai necessary and when are they not necessary? Different shitas, umdina demuchach, meyachsha, different shitas. The Ramban has a new shita. I don't think we ever mentioned the Ramban. The Ramban says that by a tnai beinola vein atzmo, mishpatei tnai is not necessary. If the tnai relates to the individual himself, so the mishpatei tnai is not necessary. Why not? So b'chora, the Ramban is invoking the yisod that we've had many times. That the Achronim may ask, why do I need a tnai? Why don't you mishpatei tnai in general? Just say, as long as the person is megaladas, that he only wants the maisa to be kayam, if the tnai is fulfilled, so then if the tnai is not fulfilled, so then that's it. Then the maisa is bottom. Tnai bottom, maisa bottom. Why is there this idea that tnai bottom and maisa kayam, that sometimes, that if you don't have mishpatei tnaim, you don't follow the rules, so then the tnai is bottom but the maisa is kayam? Shouldn't everything be bottle based on what? Based on toes. Right? The person, the maisa is a toes. The whole thing is a toes, because he doesn't want the maisa to be chal if the tnai is not fulfilled. So comes the Ramban and says, well, by a tnai bein ola bein atzmo, taka, I don't need mishpatei tnai. Because since it doesn't affect anyone else, then if the tnai is not fulfilled, the mice is bottom, even toast. Meaning, a person doesn't even, if he's talking bein ola bein atzmo, he doesn't have to even verbalize the tnai to some extent, if you would think about it. Right? Something that relates to this gavra himself. Doesn't relate to anyone else. It's not chalitza, it's not gerishin, it's not kiddush, it doesn't relate to anyone else, it's not mekachol memker, it relates to himself, nazirus, let's say. He makes a nazir, if it rains tomorrow, I'll be a nazir. Does he have to be kofel at tonight and say, if it rains tomorrow, I'll be a nazir, and if not, I'm not going to be a nazir? Does he have to be kofel at tonight? Or not? He needs haflah, he has to have a dibur befeh, nazirus requires kiafli, he has to express that I'm going to be a nazir. But if he has in mind that he's only going to be a nazir, certainly if he says, I'm only going to be a nazir if it rains tomorrow, so he doesn't have to be kofel that tnai. So Ramban, why not? Because it's a tnai bein ola bein atzmo. It's a tnai that relates only to him. So if it only relates to him, then the tnai is a reflection of his das. So if the tnai is not fulfilled, Isa is going to be bad. That's the ultimate example of a mice that should be bottle meat and toast, because it only relates to this gavra, so this gavra is in control of the whole situation. So if he comes to Bezdin will say, what you had this tonight in mind, that was the only condition that you wanted the mice to be kayim, so fine, that's your business. That's your business. If it only relates to you, then you can make a tonight even without a tonight kofel, even without all the rules of tonight. It shouldn't matter, because the mice is going to be bottle meat and toast if the tnai is not going to be fulfilled. It could be that when it comes to mitzvahs, does a mitzvah relate to someone else? No. A mitzvah only relates to me. A mitzvah only relates to... It's my mitzvah. It's not like chalitza. It's not like getting a kiddushin. It's my mitzvah. So it's my mitzvah, since it doesn't relate to anyone else. Maybe the whole question never began. We started this segment by saying that even if mitzvah is shichas kavana, but the person has kavana, he just wants to put a tnai... He just wants to be matil tanayim for the mitzvah. He really has kavana for the mitzvah. The haraya on the tzad that the tanayim is fulfilled, he really wants the mitzvah to be mekuyim. He wants the mitzvah to count. So he really must have kavana for the mitzvah, because if he doesn't have kavana, that should be a maisa mitzvah, then the mitzvah should never count. So he must have kavana for the maisa mitzvah. So then how does tanayim work? Right? Does he have the ability to be matil a tanayim? He really has kavana for the mitzvah. He really has kavana for the mitzvah. So what gives him the right to make the tnai? What gives him a right to make a tnai in mitzvahs? Maybe the answer is that a tnai bein ola bein atzmo, by definition, he's in control of. I don't need any fancy footwork to discuss, you know, is there a bailus? Is there no bailus? Right? Does the maisa relate to me? Does the maisa not relate to me? The whole idea is if mitzvahs only affect this one individual, so by definition, he's in control. He's in control. He's in control of this mitzvah. So even if it's less of a shlichas, nachamo, going back to the kasha, less of a shlichas, less of a tanai, anything that you can't make a shliach for, you shouldn't be able to make a tanai for. Maybe you can't make a tanai if it's less of a shlichas, but this is not a real tanai. This is not the parsha of tanaim. If someone makes a tanai, he says, look, the halacha is I have to eat the afikoman for chatzos, so this first afikoman counts. The halacha is I can eat the afikoman after chatzos, so the second afikoman counts. Is that a tnai? We call it a tnai. We can call it a tnai, but basically what you're saying is I'm in control to say what I want to happen over here. And if the tnai is not fulfilled, so then the mice is bottle me din toes. I don't need the parsha of tnai. So even if we'll understand the Gemara Ksubas Kipshuto, that anything that's less of a shlichas is less of a tanai, and mitzvahs ataka less of a shlichas, they might be less of a tanai, but no one would say that they're less of a tos. In the parsha of mitzvahs, we don't need a tanai. It's all based on tos. I am absolutely in control. That's why the Ramban says that you wouldn't even need mishpatei tanai by a tanai ben olavein atzma. By the same token, this idea that less of a shlichas, less of a tanai, shouldn't apply to mitzvahs, because of course a person is in control. Since it only affects him, obviously he's going to be the one in control, and if the tanai is not fulfilled, then the mitzvah is not going to be fulfilled either. One final issue. The Shulchan Aruch says not only can't you eat after the afikoman, you're also not supposed to drink anything after the afikoman. This is in Siman Tov Pei Aleph. Achar arba kosos hinu ashoi lishkos yayin elamayim. You can drink water, but you can't drink wine. Says the Ramah, v'chala mashkin dinan kiyayin, and all mashkin, all liquids, are dinan kiyayin. Meaning, the Ramah is that not only can you not drink yayin, you can't drink any liquids. It's not only water being mutter, but other liquids as well. What's this based on? So the Mishnah Bura quotes three different reasons for this in the poskim. One is that there's a halacha in the Tosefta that if there's a mitzvah, l'saper b'yitzias mitzvah kala layla achetach devenu shena, even after the Seder, a person is supposed to be involved in Sibir Yisrael Mitzrayim and learning halachas of the Karban Pesach until sleep overcomes him, which for most of us is pretty soon after the Seder. So there's a chashash that if you drink and you become drunk, you drink wine, you become drunk, then you'll be misbatel from this mitzvah. That's why you can't drink yayin. That's one reason. Another reason that's given is so that it shouldn't be nira kemosif ala kosos. It might look like you're adding onto the dalat kosos, drinking another cup. So you're not supposed to drink some more wine. And finally, so that you shouldn't be mevatel the tam of the matzah. Right? Just like you can't eat after the afikoman, you can't drink after the afikoman, because it'll be mevatel the tam of the matzah the fifth. Three different reasons. What's a nafkamina? So it comes to Mishnah Berurah and says there's a big nafkamina. According to the first reason, that we're afraid a person will become drunk and then he won't fulfill the mitzvah to be misafir b'yitzias mitzrayim kala layla. So l'chora, that only applies to wine. If it's a midah d'mashaker, something that can make a person drunk, so then it's also to drink that mashke. Yayin v'chol midah d'mashaker. According to the second tam, that it's nira kemosif ala kosos, is that limited to yayin? Not necessarily. If you assume that you can use grape juice to fulfill dalakosos, which many poskim assume that you can use chamar medina perhaps as well to fulfill dalakosos, so then any mashke that's kosher for chamar medina, grape juice included, also is going to be usher to drink after the afikoman. Not just yayin, because we're not afraid just that a person's going to get drunk, we're afraid that it's near to most of dalakosos. And according to the third reason, we would have to be machmir even more, that any strong beverage would be usher to drink after the afikoman as well. Not just yayin, not just grape juice and chamar medina that you can be yotzei for dalakosos, but any strong beverage. So the only thing that would be permissible is water or any light beverage. So the poskim say, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the poskim, that tea, you certainly can drink. Tea is not, I guess it depends how strong the tea is, but most tea that we have, tea or light apple juice or some kind of light juice, that should be permissible. People think, after the afikoman, you can't drink. So first of all, water you can certainly drink. But you could probably drink a light apple juice, a watered-down apple juice, or a light tea. You could probably drink that as well, according to everyone. Because it's not a midah d'mashaker, it's not chamar medina, it's not going to be mevatel the tam of the matzah because it's not a strong taste. L'chor, that should be permissible. A heavy apple juice, like apple cider or something like that, maybe that you should avoid because that's a little bit of a stronger taste. So anything with a stronger taste, we're afraid for the third shita, that even if it's not yayin and nachama medina, maybe it'll take away from the time of the afikoman. But something that's a light drink, tea, or a light apple juice or something like that, and certainly water, that should be permissible to drink. Okay, we'll stop here.